More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Earlier this weekend, the 10th Annual Latino Conservation Week kicked off. The celebration is nationwide, and it promotes access to the outdoors among the Latino community and recognition of their conservation efforts, with a week full of activities which are geared toward protecting our environment as well as enjoying nature. So joining us today to talk more about this celebration is one of the organizers of Idaho's Latino Conservation Week, Devin Hallamore, and Eva Aguilar, Ambassador for Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Super Nutrition Business Owner. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
And Devin, let me begin the conversation with you. How did Latino Conservation Week get started?
Hi, thank you so much for having us. Latino Conservation Week got started with the Hispanic Access Foundation in 2014. It was created to support the Latino community getting into the outdoors and participating in activities to protect our natural spaces. But since 2014, when they had 9 events, it's grown tremendously. And so this year, there are more than 250 events nationwide.
And Devin, can you tell us a little bit more about the role that Latinos play in conservation?
Definitely. Latinos play a significant role in conservation. We all have our connections to nature. But in conservation, there's traditionally one way that we see people connecting with nature and we try to engage people. And so, for example, in our local community, there is Peques Nature Club that is one of our committee members, America Yorita Carrion, is one of the co-founders. And that's a bilingual, culturally relevant space where children lead their families and their community in exploring nature and recognizing the importance of our natural spaces. And then they continue to promote that online. So our broader community has more of an opportunity to connect with nature.
Mm-hmm. And Devin, in your opinion, why is this event so important?
I think this event is really important because we get to create a space where everybody feels welcome to come and have enjoyable experiences, engaging with nature and our natural resources, to recognize why it's so important, and then to become better conservation stewards as they move forward.
And Eva, let me bring you into the conversation. How did you get involved in Latino Conservation Week?
Yes, thank you so much for having us. So I got involved doing a networking connect with the Hispanic Chamber. I met one of the organizers there, and they invited me to be part of this. I was honestly, it's an amazing opportunity. I am a Hispanic small business owner in Ampa. We provide fitness events, and I thought this was a great opportunity. And we were a great fit. So here we are with the planning.
And Eva, you'll be hosting an event, right, as part of the week. So talk to us about what you'll be doing.
Yes. So we are going to be hosting an event. We are going to be at the Hispanic Cultural Center, 315 Stappy Drive in Ampa. The parking lot, we are encouraging the community to join us. We're encouraging all families to attend. We are going to have a fitness event on all levels. We're going to have yoga. We're going to have cardio. We're going to have dance cardio. Basically, the goal is to encourage our community to stay active, to be healthier in order to, you know, better our mental health overall. We see the increase of just depression, anxiety, and so forth, and just encouraging everyone to get out, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, come out to a fitness class. The engagement of being around people, being happier people, it has a benefit, a great benefit. So we are so excited to be having this event July 22nd. It's going to be this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I've invited other, fitness instructors. I invited other business owners to set up a table, to set up a booth, basically encouraging families to attend. And happy to be a program to be part of this Latino Conservation Week, be an agency. We've seen so many posts already, which is so exciting to see how the country is involved.
Mm. And Devin, why is it important to increase representation of Latinos in conservation and in the outdoor space?
You know, I had a conversation with former City Councilwoman Lisa Sanchez last year during Latino Conservation Week, and what she told me is, I should say, I am a white presenting woman, and she told me that traditionally she hasn't felt welcome in outdoor spaces because all of the things that she sees with outdoor recreation is full of people that look like me, but not people that look like her. And so to increase representation, we're building that community and saying, yes, you are welcome here. This is your natural resource too, and it's yours to enjoy and to help us protect.
And Devin, what do you hope people take away from this week?
I hope that people have the opportunity to connect with nature near their homes, that they feel a sense of community with the Latino community and our broader Treasure Valley community, and that they're inspired to move forward protecting our natural resources together as a collective team.
And Eva, I know you said, you really want folks to get out. You want them to be able to move, have families, get that movement in. And is that why for you it's so important to take part in this week-long celebration?
Absolutely. It's so important for me to invite Latino families, invite the entire communities to come out and just enjoy and stay active and basically experience themselves to the, by themselves how they will feel better after a workout. So it's important for me because I'm very involved in the community. I'm involved with just basically being a hub as far as notifying or communicating other families about resources that are available. And this is an excellent example because a lot of the times our families don't know what activities are there for them to enjoy as families as a whole. So it's a great opportunity for me because as growing up as a child, I could attest that as a Hispanic family, it was really difficult to find out what is out there and how we can enjoy the outdoors. So I'm very vested in making sure that this is a great event, as well as all the others that are planned throughout the week.
So, Devin, how can folks get involved if they're interested in taking part in an event this week?
You can visit latinoconservationweek.com and click on the events tab. From there, you can select Idaho and it'll show you all of the events we have planned throughout the week. So we've planned 9 events and 3 have happened so far. So we've got 6 more to go.
Okay, so just get on the website and figure out what you want to do and take part. I want to thank all of
Absolutely. And
you.
I will
Yeah,
say,
oh, go ahead.
sorry, I was just going to add, all of our events are free and family friendly. A few of them have registration forms required, and it'll say that on the website with a link to get to that form.
But it's still free, even if they have to fill out a registration form.
Correct. We just have a few that have limited seats, and so we need to make sure we have a count of who's participating.
That makes sense. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy day, especially I'm sure you're very busy with all of the events going on this week. So thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and sharing with us about this.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.